The Lady Cats soccer team had tough luck in a Princeton tournament, losing 2 and tying 1. The Lady Cats season record is now 2 wins, 4 losses, and 1 tie. After a practice Monday morning, I talked with Lady Cats soccer coach Jesus De Leon.
Some good competition. We played Gainesville in the first game. We got off to a good start. Miranda Pierce put us ahead. Then after that, Gainesville, we saw them throughout the whole tournament. They were a real scrappy team, as Coach Bailey would describe them. Mm-hmm. They gave us all we could handle. They were very organized, had a lot of set plays and corner kicks and things like that, and put us into a lot of pressure. And finally, they were able to get one of those corner kicks in into a goal, and we tied up that game 1-1. We had a lot of possession, a lot of shots, just couldn't finish, you know. Overall, it was kind of a letdown for us, because I thought that was a game that we had in hand and we could have won, but it didn't happen. So then the next day we played Nevada Community, which is, I think it's between Frisco and Denton, and it's a new school, but it's in a soccer-rich area part of Dallas, Denton, Frisco. And so they had a pretty decent team. I saw a little bit of them before we played them, and I thought, oh, they're going to be a challenge for us. And they were. They had a couple of Division I players. Mm. But even so, looking at the game overall, we played very well. We just didn't have the difference makers that they did, and we still were making some mistakes in the back. Like I said, having growing pains. Still trying to adjust each other. There was a one bad clearance and that went to the other team, and that helped them score. So, but overall, I was really proud of them because the game didn't start off well, but we came in for the rest of the first half, and all of the second half played very strong, and it was almost wrong how good I felt about it, because it was a 3-0 loss, but we played very well. We just couldn't quite put them away. And then after that, we went to play Kauffman, and we had tons of shots on goal, plenty of opportunities, just couldn't get past one past the goalkeeper. And then we made a couple of mistakes, and they were able to take advantage of it. And it was 2-0, and right there at the very end of the game, we had a corner kick opportunity, and we pushed the team forward. You know, you always see that happen, and we were fortunate. We were in a good position, and Cameron Wimberly was able to put one in to make that game 2-1. But again, just like the Gainesville game, I feel like the Kauffman game was a game that we should have won, and I think that we'll look back on it as I can't believe we did that in those games, and look how where we are now. But like I said, we just kind of keep shooting ourselves in the foot a little bit with those new players. But we're very fortunate that we have a lot of talented young freshmen and sophomores. Unfortunately, as I always say, the only way to get experience is by actually being in games, and that's what we're doing right now. We're getting experience, we're learning from our mistakes, and we're looking to build on it.
The Lady Cats will host Princeton on Friday at 7 o'clock before district play begins the following Tuesday. KSST Sports.